Promises that the King will come to Israel in peace. Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your King comes to you, triumphant and victorious is he. Humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. Thanks be to God.
The prophet foretells the event of desire of all nations. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once again, in a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all the nations, so that the treasure of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with splendor, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The latter splendor of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give prosperity, says the Lord of hosts. Thanks be to God.
Come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus. Amen, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus. Amen, come, Lord Jesus. Oh, come quickly, come, Lord Jesus. Oh, come quickly, come, Lord, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus. Amen, come, Lord Jesus.
The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Come, Lord Jesus.
The prophet foretells the glory of the kingdom of God. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands, and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame will leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For water shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. Thanks be to God. Ooh.
Make straight the way of the Lord, the way of the Lord.
And he said,
St. Paul declares the good purpose of God. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn within a large family. And those whom he predestined, he also called, and those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own Son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who